This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. All right, you guys have seen my latest bundle, 11 money courses for $11, and it has been selling like hotcakes. And so I'm really excited to announce that starting today and for 1 week only, I have a new bundle. I am teaming up with my favorite female entrepreneur friends, and we're offering 31 courses for $100. This is going to be courses around growing your business into a six and seven figure business. And you're going to be learning directly from entrepreneurs who have done this. And the cool thing is everyone has a different specialty. So you're getting everything in this bundle. You're getting all the social media stuff, how to go viral on TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, all of those things. You're getting launch strategies, funnels, how to automate your business, how to use AI, like literally everything that you could possibly want. And it's only going to be available for 1 week. So I'm going to link it in the show notes. It's also linked up on my Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe. And the doors will close for good next Monday. So make sure you jump on this right now. So today I want to talk about setting boundaries in your business. And this has been extremely challenging for me. I've never been good at setting boundaries because I've always been sort of like that people pleaser, not really someone who is like outspoken. Like I will do things to my own detriment just to like make other people happy. And so this has been a big challenge in my business. And so I want to start out by talking about a story that really bothered me, and I let it happen and I let it go on and I let it like really sabotage a portion of my business. And so I just want to kind of talk about that so that you don't make the same mistake. And I'm going to give some tips on how to avoid that. So this could be applied to your business, your personal life, really, you know, any place that you feel like maybe someone is not being respectful or just downright being hateful, and really like causing you to have, you know, some sort of issue. So when I first started the Manifest It Now app and we had like inner tribe, you know, meetings and book clubs and everything else, there was someone who was a part of the group that showed up for the book club calls. And when I launched my book, which was like during that year, I received an email from her and I was just really caught off guard because I didn't expect that anyone that would be in that group, that like high vibe group, would be this way. But I got an email from her basically just like trashing my book. And it really had nothing to do with the content. It was more like the, she said she didn't like that it was hardcover. She didn't like the font. just basically like trashing it. And it was really rude and it was really hurtful. And I was completely stunned and I couldn't believe it, you know? And I was trying to think like, okay, what did I do to upset her? Like, was there something I missed on one of these calls? Like, I just didn't get it because everyone else was super supportive and it just felt icky. It felt like bad and it really bothered me, you know? It really brought me down because like, it's one thing if someone says something that you don't know, like they're a complete stranger, but this was someone that I saw like every single week and I was like so taken aback by it. And so I thought, okay, well, whatever, like she must have gotten upset by something I said or did or whatever. And so there's no way she's going to show her face like after sending me this nasty email. But sure enough, she did. She kept showing up week after week. And I was just like, what the heck? And I'm the type of person where I don't like confrontation. And so I didn't say anything. And I had talked with a lot of other people to try to seek advice. And everyone was telling me, like, kick her out. Kick her out. She should not be there if she's going to tear you down. Like, you are the host of this group. And someone with that type of a negative vibe, someone that's always trying to bring up the negative aspects of the books you're reading and this, that, and the other, like, shouldn't be in that group. And you have every right to kick her out. And I decided not to. And what ended up happening was I just decided, well, I'm just not going to have the book club anymore. Like, I literally let one person sabotage something that I enjoyed. And so one of the last calls we had, I never posted it because on that call, this person like vented and basically said how everything I do like triggers her and pisses her off because, you know, she wanted to be a writer and, you know, of course, like she had her own traumas and that's why people act that way, right? Like they're projecting. It's never really about you. It's about their wounds. And so knowing that, I have a lot of compassion, but also that doesn't mean that you should allow it. And that doesn't mean that it's okay. It's very disrespectful. And especially in a situation where there's other people and you're bringing down the vibe of an entire group and sabotaging someone's business, it shouldn't be allowed. And I shouldn't have allowed it, but I did. And the whole reason I'm bringing this up now is because like I had, you know, it was water under the bridge. I'd forgotten about it. And then this person like out of the blue responded to one of my emails from like my newsletter saying, please unsubscribe me from all emails. And it was like very short and very, it was like that same very rude, very like hateful tone. And so all of those feelings came back and it really pissed me off because I thought, you know, number one, you can unsubscribe by scrolling to the bottom of the page and clicking the unsubscribe button. And number two, like why act that way? Like why be rude about it? You know what I mean? And so it was really bothering me. And the same week that this happened, I joined this Facebook group. And the girl running the group had like this initial intro call that she explains the ground rules. And she was very blunt and just said, if there is anyone for any reason whatsoever that is negative, that attacks other people in the group, that brings down the vibe of the group, that makes this anything but a high vibe place, I will instantly remove you. No questions asked. I don't have to give you a reason. I don't have to, you know, do anything other than immediately remove you and refund you the money. And it is my group and I have the right to do that. And I'm telling you this up front so that you know, so that there is the expectation that if you act out of line, if you bring this group down, your butt's getting kicked to the curb. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, now that is how you set a boundary. And that is exactly what I should have done. That is how I should have handled the situation. And I didn't. And everyone suffered as a result because I didn't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers or like offend anyone. And I just thought like, oh my gosh. And so I was so in awe and I really appreciated it. You know, like I looked at this woman like, man, she knows what she's doing. She has her shit together and she's not going to take crap from anyone. And it made me feel very comfortable in that group knowing that nothing is going to be tolerated. Like she's not going to put up with that drama or the little hateful comments that you see sometimes from other women that try to bring down other women. And she just nipped it in the butt right off the get-go. Like right from the very start, she set very clear expectations. And I'm sure that there are people that watch that video and thought like, well, she's a bitch, or like decided they didn't want to be in the group. But the people that felt that way were also probably the people that were going to stir some shit. You know what I mean? So I learned from that. Like I felt like that happened at that time that I got this email from this chick to like show me like this is how you handle it. This is the example that you need to follow. And it really like empowered me. And I thought, you know what? Never again will I put myself in a situation like that where I put up with anyone's crap, especially when it comes to my business. And so, you know, looking at 2024, I had set a very clear boundary that I was just not going to do live calls anymore. Like I was going to have a whole year of working on courses and things that really light me up, like my podcast, my courses, and not do live stuff. And it's not that the live stuff doesn't light me up, but it's a lot of work and it's draining. Like even if you love it, it is energetically draining. And I am just introverted by nature. And so it's really a lot. And it's also a lot for me in the time of life that I'm in. I have two young kids at home. I have my older daughter that is constantly needing me to drive her places. I feel like her Uber driver. And it's just hard to find space and time where my home is quiet and I'm not interrupted. And I just didn't think that I could really commit to that. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go this year without doing any live calls. And it was hard for me to come to that conclusion and really just make that decision because I didn't want to let anyone down. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to tell people no. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean you don't like those people or you don't want to do this in the future. It just means like you have to do what's best for you. And if you set very clear expectations from the get-go, then you avoid these uncomfortable situations later. So if I would have set more clear boundaries in the book club and in these groups from the start, we would have never had to deal with that situation. And I wouldn't have felt bad about removing her from the group. And so it was like lesson learned. And I wanted to share that with all of you guys because you should feel empowered to do the same in any situation, whether it's, you know, something similar with like your online business, your apps that a lot of you are creating, or whether it's in your personal life. Maybe it's someone in your mom group. Maybe you're having a party at your house. Maybe you're hosting something. Don't take this crap from people. There are people that will purposely try to sabotage you because they haven't dealt with their own shadows. And you can have compassion for those people while at the same time not allowing them to walk all over you and sabotage you. And it's really important to step up and do that. And once you do that, it's such an empowering feeling. And, you know, people treat you based on how you allow them to treat you. And all you have to do is set that boundary and let them know once. And you better believe it's not going to happen twice. So it was a very important, very hard lesson for me to learn. But it's something that I wanted to share. And I'm sure that I'll still find myself in situations where I struggle with it a little bit. But now that I'm aware of it and I understand like that I'm a people pleaser and that I can still be a compassionate person that sees their trauma and their wounds while also not opening myself up to it. Like it's still probably going to be a struggle, but I feel like it's a struggle that I can handle. And I feel like this woman really showed me, this woman that was in this group that set the boundary, she really showed me like how you stand up for yourself, how you are a leader in your life and your business, and you leave no room for anyone who's going to sabotage it. So I hope that that sort of gives you whatever you need. And I don't know. I was like sitting on the couch with my daughter working on stuff. And I was like, I need to go record this podcast right now. Even though this happened a few weeks ago, I just felt like I needed to record it right now. And every time that happens, I always get messages from you guys where you're like, I felt like you were in my head talking directly to me because I'm going through that situation right now. And I just have a feeling this podcast is going to be one of those situations where you're going through it and you needed to hear this and you needed to know that you absolutely should stand up for yourself and set a boundary and that no one is allowed to sabotage you. And you don't have to feel bad about that whatsoever. And the more you stand up for yourself and the more you set those boundaries, the more respected you're going to be. They will actually respect that. And the people, like I said, there will be people that won't like it, that'll think you're a bitch for it, that'll leave your group or whatever. But that's a good thing because those were the people that were going to sabotage it. You see? So it's like we don't want to appeal to everyone. We don't want that. We want the right people, not everyone, because that's when you get the people that aren't a right fit that are going to stir the pot and make the right people feel uncomfortable. And that's probably why, well, in fact, I know that's why the attendance was so low on those calls. I had people literally reach out to me about this specific person and saying like, that's why they're not on the calls anymore. So it's actually hurting the people that really should be there and deserve to be there. So I hope that this empowers you. I hope that if you're in that situation, you stand up for yourself and you just say like, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this crap. I deserve better and I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to tolerate it. And there's the door. And if you want a refund, great. Here's your refund. There's the door. You're not allowed back in. So I know that's what I'm going to be doing moving forward. And yeah, hopefully you do that too. And if you want like more tips, like I said at the beginning, this bundle of 31 courses, it has a lot of women in it who are very, very successful. These are women that built massive brands and are very empowered. And maybe that's why I'm feeling so empowered right now in my mindset, because I've been watching these modules on CEO mindset, and those are the types of people that we need to look at, the people who have already achieved it. And when you're around that vibe and you're around that energy, you become it. You become the average of the people you spend the most time with. And yeah, we might not have those people in our personal life all the time, but we definitely have those people online. And so I've committed for myself, because I bought the bundle for myself, that every day I have like my little self-development half hour that I'm going to dive into a course for a half hour every day. And I've been doing that. And I mean, listen to me, like I have this empowered mindset. It is working. It is like, I am not taking shit from anyone. Like that is the mindset that I'm in. And it's not a nasty vibe. It's coming from a very good, high vibe, like empowered CEO mindset. So anyhow, I hope you guys enjoy the bundle as much as I'm enjoying it. I will link it up in the show notes. And I hope that you got something out of this episode. And yeah, I'll see you back here next time. Thanks for tuning in.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.